Today, the media is flooded with reports of everything from antibiotic-resistant supergerms to the possibility of a dangerous cold and flu season. What will you do to keep you and your family healthy and safe? There is now a scientifically proven alternative with 7 years of clinical studies called Super Silver Solution. Super Silver's combination of supercharged silver and oxygen has been proven to kill hundreds of bacteria and to be at least up to 300% more effective than any other silver product on the market. Super Silver is the only patented silver product scientifically proven to kill the germs that cause colds, flu, sinus, eye, ear, and respiratory infections, and many more, yet completely safe for everyday use by children and adults of all ages. Call International Health now for a complete information pack with CD at 800-974-1879. Let the power of supercharged silver protect you and your family. That's 800-974-1879. We're so sure it works. In fact, we guarantee it. Call 800-974-1879 or visit supersilver.net.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Two respected international mathematics tests bring the bad news that U.S. students continue to perform poorly compared to other industrialized countries. American 15-year-olds ranked 24th among 29 countries that are members of the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development. In a larger group that included 10 more countries, some of them third world countries, the U.S. tied Latvia in math for 27th place. One quarter of American 15-year-olds scored at or below the bottom rung, while only 2% scored in the top rung of the 6-point scale. The gap between whites and Asians versus Hispanics and blacks remains enormous. The top math scorers were Hong Kong, Finland, and South Korea. Now, only a generation ago, U.S. high school students ranked number one overall. Now our students show confidence and self-esteem, but not mathematics skills. These international tests found that U.S. 15-year-olds are far more likely to say they are good at mathematics than students in Japan and South Korea, but those Asian students outperform Americans when it comes to actually doing math. When math and science tests are given to fourth and eighth graders, American kids lag behind several industrialized countries. Singapore students lead the pack in math and science in fourth and eighth grades. But didn't we hear that the U.S. tests conducted by the National Assessment of Educational Progress last year show that American kids are improving? A Brookings Institution scholar answers that by asserting that the U.S. tests are extraordinarily easy. He wrote that almost 40% of the questions on the 8th grade U.S. test concern skills taught in the 1st or 2nd grade. He said too many problems rely on whole numbers instead of fractions, decimals, and percentages. Maybe one reason for our poor performance is that only 22% of middle school math teachers majored in math in college.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Parents, it's important for the sake of your kids that you keep up with the latest trends in education. That's why we publish the Education Reporter. Write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002 for your free copy. That's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Or go online to eagleforum.org. Join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
I can't believe it.
It really is amazing.
You have to care enough about yourself to want to do something.
If you're tired of feeling sick or run down, this truly is the answer. I have so much energy now.
It makes you feel good.
And it's all natural.
Everyone in my family takes Cardivite.
Cardivite.
Cardivite. We all use Cardivite.
Ladies and gentlemen, Heart Drop 2000 presents Cardivite. Cardivite is an all-natural supplement which is made up of our own special blend of herbs gathered from many different parts of the world, specially designed to improve your health. Come on and care about yourself just a little more with Cardivite. You can find more information at www.cardivite.us or call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822.
Cardivite is a natural thing. Gives you the edge like you've never seen. It makes you feel good.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about...
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show, and the man who likes to try his luck by breaking mirrors with his lucky rabbit's foot, Derry Brownfield!
Hello there, Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is a talk show with a country flavor and some common sense points of view. For our friends in and around Hecker, Illinois, got home last night and plenty of time to get a good night's sleep and get up and talk to Phyllis Schlafly today. Phyllis is a founder of Eagle Forum. You can check her out on www.eagleforum.org. And what prompted my call to begin with was the fact that Phyllis has an article titled, The Price Some Reservists Have to Pay. And we find out that these Army reservists, you know, had pretty good salary jobs when they were called into service. They go overseas, they get Army wages, then they come home and find out that if they are a divorced father, they are considered a deadbeat dad. Some of them are even put in jail. How about that, Phyllis? What's going on here?
Well, many of the reservists had take a pay cut when they get called up. They may have a pretty good civilian job, but when they go in the military, the pay is less, and that's one of the sacrifices they make, in addition to separation from home and going off and maybe getting wounded or killed or whatever. And however, the child support, if they are divorced fathers, the child support is a fixed dollar amount. And that continues. And there is a very unfair federal law called the Bradley Amendment that says that that the amount that the father is required to pay cannot be retroactively reduced. Now, a lot of them get called up fast. They don't have time to do anything. They don't know about it. Maybe that's not what they're thinking about when they're being called up. Maybe they've got 25 other things to attend to. Most of them don't have lawyers right at hand to take care of things, to go into court and to request an immediate reduction. And so these this debt keeps piling up while they're over there, while maybe even while they're wounded, they're recovering in Walter Reed Hospital or whatever. And this federal law says it can't be retroactively reduced. And pretty soon the debt piles up, and you can be guilty of a felony and arrested as a deadbeat dad when you come back.
Yeah, once this penalty gets, what, $5,000, isn't it?
Yes, it varies a little bit. It could be $5,000, could be $10,000, but at any rate, it piles up very rapidly. And
but the point of it is $5,000, and you become a felon automatically.
That's right. And so it's very unfair to these guys. Now, I'm glad to tell you that Missouri is, I think, so far the only state in the country that has tried to address this problem, though there are bills in other states, and something may have passed in the last few weeks that I don't know about. Now, Missouri cannot override the federal law, the unfair Bradley Amendment. However, the Missouri law does have some provision to automatically adjust the support obligations if a reservist is called up for active duty. Another thing that's unfair about the system is that the wife has got a free lawyer provided by the government, but the guy's got to go out and find his own lawyer. And a lot of them can't afford that. Well, some of these lawyers demand payment in advance. And if you're from Missouri, you're not as bad off as the other states, but the whole system is really quite unfair to reservists who are giving so much for our country.
Right, and then we get into a situation where we're back in the old debtor's prison situation.
Well, yes. That's what happens if these debts pile up, and then they get to the point where the father can't pay, they throw him in jail. I thought we abolished debtor's prisons a century ago or two centuries ago. And this federal law says the judge cannot retroactively reduce it or modify it, and they pile up and they pile up. And just a couple of weeks ago, there was a judge in Pennsylvania who sentenced 28 deadbeats for failure to pay small amounts of child support. One was as little as $322.
Really?
And they sentenced them to prison.
Yeah, and once they're in prison...
Well, of course, he doesn't have any income or any money.
That's right.
So what that means, to get out of prison, you've got to appeal to your ever-loving mother or some friend to come and pay your debt in order to get you out. Well, that's not fair.
No, that goes back to biblical days.
And the child support payments are very unfair to the father in very many ways. As a matter of fact, there are cases on record where the court held that the father had to pay, even though DNA proved he was not the father.
Really?
And they have no relation to whether the father gets to see his children. I mean, it's not tied to that at all. And it doesn't abate if he's sent to war, locked up in prison, unemployed, hospitalized, or dead. The debt goes on and keeps piling up.
How can it pile up if they're dead? I'm just playing the devil's advocate now.
Well,
is that what you call a death tax?
Right. Well, it's there are cases on that too.
I'm sure it has happened because we've lost a lot of young men over there that would no doubt have children at home that, you know, very possibly could be divorced and be paying child support.
Yeah.
What?
Well, it's there's just been an awful lot of propaganda about deadbeat dads, and I know there are some men who are slobs, no question about it. There are some who try to get out of their obligations, no question about that. But there are also just millions of wonderful fathers who are kept from seeing their children and who are the victims of some of these really unfair laws.
Let's take a break. We're going to do that. We'll be back. Our number is 1-800-973-3779. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition. We're visiting today with Phyllis Schlafly, founder of Eagle Form, and your calls are welcome.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
You bathe, right? And those dishes and laundry, you washed them, right? If you don't worry. Otherwise, you might want to listen. Your family is exposed to harsh chemicals daily. Chlorides, ethanols, sulfates. They're used in paint thinner, solvents, fuel additives. You'll find those chemical cocktails and more in everyday detergents and shampoo. Does that bother you? It bothers the folks at Calbin Pure Soaps. For 58 years, they've produced all-natural, earth-friendly soaps and household cleaners. No animal testing, no chemicals, no dye, no antibacterials. Just safe, natural plant extracts like extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. I don't use anything but triple concentrated Calbin Pure Soaps. What are you waiting for? Call them 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Nothing to lose but the chemicals. 1-800-340-7091 or visit CalbinPureSoap.com.
And we have returned. We're visiting with Phyllis Schlafly today, founder of Eagle Form, talking about how Army reservists can become deadbeat dads, actually end up in jail over this thing. Phyllis, let's spend a few more minutes on this deadbeat dad thing. Tell us about Bobby Sherrill.
Well, he was called up and served in the first Gulf War, and he was taken hostage by the Iraqis, and I think he was for months in some kind of hostage situation over there. And then when he arrived back, he was immediately arrested on his return for failing to pay $1,400 in child support while he was a captive. Can you believe that?
I can believe, you know. I've gotten to the point, Phyllis, I believe almost anything.
Yes. And, one of the major problems is this unfair law that carries the name of former Senator Bill Bradley of New Jersey. And it just says the debt piles up. Doesn't make any difference if you're a hostage in prison and debtor's prison or...
Or dead, as you said a while ago.
And... There are even cases where when DNA has proved you're not the father, that they have to pay anyway.
Now, let's talk about what we can do to get this situation corrected. You said Missouri does have a law?
Well, Missouri is the only state that has set up a procedure to help them.
How does it work?
It provides the reservists with a telephone number and... an office and an email address so that Missouri will help you get a modification and notify you. A lot of these reservists are called up with very little notice. And so Missouri will give you some help. Missouri cannot override the federal law, but Missouri can help them try to get a modification. Because you see, if the guy goes off to war and doesn't take care of this before he goes, it all piles up based on his civilian salary, and then you can't get it changed later.
Could they have gotten it changed before they went
over? Sure. If you got a lawyer on tap and you tell your lawyer to take care of it and go, that's right. But most people don't have a lawyer.
They don't think about it.
They don't even realize what the problem is. They think there's going to be some common sense, and there isn't.
No, there's nothing common about common sense anymore.
No.
And another thing that's not common sense is when they lock these people up, they lose their driver's license.
Yes. Now, that's another case of what has happened to a lot of people. And that's in the federal law that they can take away the driver's license. Now, you know, there are a number of states right now that are debating whether they want to give driver's licenses to illegal aliens, which I think is a terrible idea. But here you've got American citizens who may have an arrearage, may have missed some payments on their child support, and they take away his driver's license, which means take away his jobs, his job. Now, I've known several people who were whose job was being a truck driver, and you take away his driver's license, he's out of it.
Right, or even getting back and forth to work. Let's take another break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right. Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Phyllis, I have a couple of more quick questions, and then we have one caller we'll take on the Army Reservists becoming deadbeat dads, and then we'll move on to these tyrannical judges and what we can do to get that thing stopped. But the question I had is, like, the judge that sentenced these 28 servicemen to jail when they came home.
They weren't all servicemen, the 28. I want to correct that.
Oh, okay.
They were various kinds of people.
Okay, but is that a federal judge, or what kind of a judge was it?
No, it was a state judge who did that. The federal government has certain laws and incentives, but they depend on the state judges to carry it out. And so one of the really unfair things is that the federal government is spending $3 billion a year on this deadbeat dad enforcement, but the dads they have to find their own lawyer, and most of them are going into court without a lawyer because they can't afford it.
Okay, question number two: is there any way that these young men can get a trial by jury over this thing? Because the jury could say, hey, this is a bad law, we're going to judge the law, right?
I have not heard of anybody getting a trial by jury on it.
It would be possible, would it not?
Well, it ought to be. I just don't know the answer to that question. But I, in the family courts in this country, there's very little use of the jury.
Okay, now let's go to Bob in Illinois. Very quickly, Bob. Hi.
I just wanted to tell you real quick how they did my son in this child support thing. after she abused the kids and beat them and everything, well, they awarded him the custody, and they told her to pay a percentage of her income to child support. Like, I think it was 20%. And so she never did pay it, so the government went to court and drug him in for not paying, which was wrong, you know. So then they said, no, she's supposed to be paying it. And they said that you can't award a percentage of her income. You got to make a dollar value. So the judge awarded him $5 a month per child. That's how they handled it.
So $5. She only had to pay $5 a month
per child, two childs.
Well, you're right. They use a percentage in creating the formula sometime, but ultimately it's a dollar amount that they talk, and that's why it's so unfair to the reservists. If it had been a percentage of their income, then it would have gone down when they got a pay cut.
Yeah.
But it's a dollar amount, and I just have never heard of. An amount of
$5.
$5.
Well, now she claims she's making in the six-figure digits, and it's still $5.
let me ask you another question on this, Phyllis. I'm very familiar with a case where the mother is supposed to pay $100. She has never paid anything. Now, will the government get on deadbeat mamas?
Very seldom. I've heard of one or two cases, but it's very rare.
It looks like what's good for the goose or the gander in that case would be good for the goose, wouldn't it?
You would think so, but that just isn't the way it works. I mean, I really do think the system is rigged against the fathers.
Can the system, is it going to be changed?
Well, we need to have more public awareness of what these laws are. And the conventional wisdom out there has put out this idea that the father has only one utility, and that's to provide money. And I think there's a whole lot more to a father than just providing money.
Right.
I mean, I think most of the social ills of our country today are kids who are from these mother-dominated homes where there's no father around. And the fathers bring a different type of upbringing that the child needs. And it's the whole system in after-no-fault divorce tends in most cases to award the children to the mother regardless of who's at fault, and then consider that the father's only usefulness is to provide money. And, you know, Michael Reagan has a new book called Twice Adopted. And he was a child of divorce, and his parents got the usual plan, which is custody to the mother, and the father got to have him, Ronald Reagan got his kid every other weekend. And he has a poignant sentence in that book. He said, to an adult, 2 weeks is just 2 weeks, but to the child sitting on the curb waiting for his father to come, 2 weeks is a lifetime.
Yeah, he is Ronald Reagan's own son, is he not? Or
well,
was
he was adopted, but he's the best of the bunch.
Okay. All right, let's move on. Well, we're going to take another break here. And when we come back, Phyllis has a new book out. Give us about a 30 or so second book review here, and that'll be our next.
It tells you what's wrong with the judges and what we're going to do about it and why we agree with President Bush, who says, we are not going to stand for activist judges who are legislating from the bench and remaking our country through court order.
All right, we're going to take a break. When we return, your calls are welcome. Our number is 1-800-973-3779. The tyranny of judges and how they can be stopped. And you know, the Constitution very clearly explains how it can be stopped. But we're not a constitutional republic anymore. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Thank you. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The oil shock back in 1979 started with terrorism, and gold ran from $175 to $850 an ounce, a 500% increase. Today's $50 plus oil shock also started with terrorism, and now gas prices, inflation, and gold are again rising. But it's still not too late to get in on this new gold rush that Swiss America and I have been talking about. Find out more for yourself by calling my good friends at Swiss America. It's time to restore the standard in your family nest egg and good old-fashioned gold coins. Call them now. 800-289-2646. That's 1-800-289-2646, which spells a 1-800-BUYCOIN. And request a free copy of Restoring the Standard and their new DVD. Take action. Don't wait for gas prices to hit $5 a gallon. It's 1-800-BUYCOIN. There are two ways to do things, the hard way or the easy way. For example, I can go to my neighbor's house the hard way by going 23,999.5 miles to the west. Or I can go the easy way, which is just a half mile to the east. Both ways get me to the same place. One way is very expensive and time-consuming. The other way is quick and simple. It's the same way when it comes to protecting your private property rights. There's the hard way or the easy way. The hard way is to go it alone. The easy way is to join the Paragon Foundation. The Paragon Foundation supports individuals and organizations involved in litigation, education, research, and the exchange of ideas. Get a free copy of the Ecologic Powerhouse magazine and support the Paragon Foundation today by calling 1-877-847-3443. That's 1-877-847-3443, or go to the web at paragonfoundation.org. Located in rural Missouri is a place called Heartland, a modern-day city of refuge where men, women, and children can come and find hope in the various recovery programs offered by Pastor Charles Sharp and members of Heartland Community Church. The Heartland community includes Heartland Children and Youth Homes, Heartland Recovery Programs for Adults, K-12 Heartland Christian Academy, Nations Harvest Bible College, and several businesses, including one of the largest dairy operations in the country. Every home, business, classroom, and job site at Heartland are filled with people who are reaching out with compassion of Jesus Christ to help those who are hurting. Heartland came into being as a result of prayer, and prayer continues to be the source of Heartland's daily harvest of miracles. Heartland is a true haven of spiritual healing. To learn more about Heartland, call 660-284-6212. That's 660-284-6212.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show and the man who says, you know you're in trouble when the simple instructions enclosed aren't. Derry Brownfield!
And we're back. Phyllis Schlafly is with us. We're going to discuss her new book today, and we talk about terrorism of judges and what can be done. Phyllis, during the commercial break, I've got my little constitution out here, and I was trying to find, but I am reasonably sure, I can't give chapter and verse on this, but cannot judges, see, all I could find here is the judges, both the supreme and inferior courts, shall hold their office during good behavior. What's so funny?
Huh? Very funny, very funny.
You know, I should have kept a file on bad behavioral judges. Have you seen what some of these judges have done in the last, just in the last few months?
Well, yes.
The one was exposing himself in front of the jury, and I don't know, there's a whole gob and a bunch of real weird things going on in court.
Yes, but it's real also weird from a constitutional perspective. Let's talk about this Missouri case, this Simmons case, that the U.S. Supreme Court just handed down about 10 days ago. You know, Simmons was a 17-year-old who committed a vicious thrill murder. He broke into the woman's house at 2 a.m. He and his another teenager, and he told them, sure, we can get by with it. We're underage. And they duct-taped her head and hog-tied her hands and feet, and then they took her to a bridge over the Merrimack River and threw her in to drown, where she was found later. Now, this case of jury due process and all that, he was sentenced to die. And this went up to the Supreme Court. And the Supreme Court simply rewrote the Constitution and said you can't execute a 17-year-old because he's not sufficiently mature to know what he's doing.
And yeah, where were you when you were 17 years of age?
Well, I was getting ready to support myself. But
that's right. I was, too. My mother died when I was 16.
Well, I went to work on my 18th birthday. And anyway, but anyway, the Constitution specifically approves capital punishment and says nothing about 17-year-olds. But the court said that there's a trend against juvenile capital punishment. Now, there's nothing in the U.S. Constitution to justify saving him. There are 20 states, including Missouri, that say it's okay to execute the guy after he's been through all his due process and appeals and all that sort of thing. Yet, where did the court find the trend? Now, you won't believe this, Derry. They said the trend is in the change of the laws in Iran, Pakistan, Saudi Arabia, and China.
I believe
that. Are
you
still there?
I am here, and hey, I talk about this regularly. We are becoming a globalist world. Wake up, people. It's upon us. We even paid, you and I, Phyllis, paid our tax money to send several of our Supreme Court justices over there to learn how to carry out our laws.
Even though they all took an oath and swore to uphold and defend the U.S. Constitution. I think that decision is grounds for impeachment. I'm really disappointed that our congressmen haven't said we want to impeach Justice Kennedy for this outrageous decision. He had no business to rewrite the Constitution. We have a process for constitutional amendment, but the judges are not part of it. And capital punishment is a matter of state law. There were 20, he overturned the laws of 20 states, including Missouri.
All right, now.
So that's just an example, and that's why I say I agree with George Bush. We're not going to stand for judges who are legislating from the bench.
All right, why doesn't George Bush call up Congress and say, hey, let's get this dude out of there?
Well.
See, I'm disappointed in Bush. I can't see that he's accomplished very much. You know, I mean, it's kind of like the Republicans. What'd they have the contract with America? You know, it was,
yeah.
We still have all of the things that we had before, and they're funded heavier than they were before.
Well, the trouble is, something happens to people when they get into office. The congressmen who were talking about fiscal integrity and cutting taxes and they get into office and they just like spending the money. And something happens to the judges. They put on those black robes, and all of a sudden they think they're smarter than the rest of us, and they can override the other branches of government and decide the issues of our time. I think there's a lot of good judges, but let me say, I think we ought to look upon judges like baseball umpires. You can't run a baseball game without an umpire. Somebody's got to stand there and call the balls and strikes. But if an umpire ever called a batter out after two strikes, you know the fans would not put up with it. Now, because the baseball umpire cannot change the rules of the game. And what these judges have been doing is rewrite the laws, changing the rules. And they have no authority to do that, and we have to stop it.
Now, how are we going to stop it when Congress goes right along with all these peculiar attitudes that Congress has been going along with now for the past several years?
Well, some of the most outrageous issues are the ones that involve the Pledge of Allegiance, the Ten Commandments, and the definition of marriage. And we did make some progress last fall when the U.S. House passed a law, sponsored by Congressman Todd Akin here in St. Louis County, to take away jurisdiction from the federal courts over the Pledge of Allegiance. You know, the Pledge of Allegiance is a great issue. The Pledge of Allegiance text was voted by Congress unanimously a half century ago. Millions of kids have said the Pledge of Allegiance in school every morning. And up come a couple of judges out there on the left coast who all of a sudden pretended to discover that it's unconstitutional because it contains the words under God.
Last night, I spoke to about 600 people over in Hecker, Illinois. It was a rural electric cooperative annual membership meeting, and they began the program with the salute to the flag and singing God Bless America. And I thought, you know, our kids today don't even know God Bless America unless it's taught at home or perhaps in Sunday school or someplace, because it can't be taught in a public school. And, you know, it was Lenin, I think it was, it said, take away a nation's heritage and they are easily persuaded. We have lost our heritage in this country. And the tyrannical judges are a big part of that.
Oh, that's right. And it's all happened in our lifetime, Derry.
It's all happened in the last, 25 or 30 years,
yes.
Has it not?
Yes, and it was in the 1960s that the Supreme Court threw prayer out of the school. It was a simple little prayer said in New York State, Almighty God, we ask your blessings on ourselves, our parents, and our teachers. And they threw that out. And now, as the years go on, the hostility to religion has gotten more and more. Now you can't have an invocation at high school graduation. You can't say a prayer before a football game. In fact, Judge Bork said new dancing before a football game would have more First Amendment protection than a prayer. He even said that before that wardrobe malfunction at Super Bowl last year.
I missed that.
Well, it just makes no sense. And that's why my book is written in common sense language. Anybody listening to this program can understand these common sense issues.
What's the name of your book?
The Supremacist, The Tyranny of Judges,
yeah.
And How to Stop It. And it's got remedies. And you can get it at any bookstore, or you can get it at Amazon, or you can go on my website, eagleforum.org, or you can call a toll-free at 800-726-8096. 726-8096.
And that gets your Eagle Forum...
Yeah, that's my Eagle Forum office.
Office. Are you on the Missouri or the Illinois side with your...
I live in St. Louis now. I lived with my husband 44 years in Alton across the river, and after he passed away, I moved back to St. Louis where I grew up.
But your office, where is it?
We got an office in both places.
Oh, that's what
I
thought.
My national headquarters is in St. Louis. I invite you to stop and see us sometime. It's in Clayton.
Okay. Because I remembered at one time you had an Illinois telephone number. At least
yes.
I thought you did.
Well, that number will still answer.
Okay.
Okay.
You're kind of like we are. I live in no man's land, fellas. My house is right on a county line, and we're in the Jefferson City telephone directory. We're in the Centertown zip code and in the Jamestown school district, and I can look across the river and see the lights of Columbia, but I can't get there. Let's take a break.
Okay.
We'll be right back.
The Derry Brownfield Show.
Want to look good and feel great? Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Well, there are things you can do and natural products available that are strong and safer than harsh synthetics. Rediscover ancient secrets with therapeutic grade A essential oils. The molecular structure of essential oils is highly oxygenating in nature, increasing vitality and energy to the body. Our essential oils and supplements are all natural and absolutely pure to help you discover optimal health, essential nutrition, emotional well-being, and effective weight management. Whether using our products or looking for a home-based business, you'll be glad you contacted us by calling 1-800-993-OILS. Therapeutic-grade essential oils are emerging as the missing link to modern medicine.
That's 1-800-993-6457. You can also visit our website at www.naturesoils.org. That's www.naturesoils.org.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com. Do you want to plant a garden that just keeps on giving year after year? Then visit the Ark Institute and find out about their all-natural vegetable seeds. Now, these aren't hybrids. They're not genetically engineered. They're the real thing. And you'll grow the best produce you've ever grown. Not only that, you can save seeds from this year's garden and plant them next year. Now, here's the deal. The Ark Institute is offering Republic listeners free shipping on their complete collection of 40 non-hybrid heirloom seeds, plus their best-selling gardening how-to manual, Build Your Ark. A complete family food security package is just $99, and remember, shipping is free. Oh, you'll have enough for canning and freezing and fresh eating and some seeds for next year. Now, that is food security. Call the Ark Institute, 1-800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912. Or visit arkinstitute.com. Do it today.
And we have returned. Fellas, we have a bank of telephone callers. Let's get to as many as we possibly can. Rich in Missouri. Hi, Rich, you're on the air.
Yes, hi, Phyllis. Hey, I've got a term you might want to use for these runaway judges that, you know how, for instance, democracy comes from the Greek word demos and, kration, meaning the rule of the people?
Mm-hmm.
Well, in this case, I think what you might want to come up with is the term melokaitonocracy. That comes from the Greek words meaning melos, black, kaiton, robe, and ocracy from kration. Or in other words, the rule of people wearing black robes. And I think that's part of the problem with some of these judges is they think we live in a melokaitonocracy.
Pretty good. Glad to hear from you, a Greek scholar.
Hey, thank you, Rich. Let's move along. Marilyn in California. Hi, Marilyn.
Hi, Derry and Phyllis. I appreciate everything Phyllis is doing and has been for years. I just wanted to say something. I actually went to one of your forums in Santa Rosa. I live near there, and I'm just a little troubled by the Eagle Forum's continued sponsorship of George Bush, I have to say it, because a lot of the things that you are struggling with, I think, are directly because of the fact that he's in office, even these so-called problems with the federal judges. And I just wonder what you had to say about that.
Well, we do have considerable differences with George Bush. For example, if you're getting my newsletter, my February one was about the Law of the Sea Treaty. This is world government, world socialism. I'm sorry he's for it, but I think we've got the conservative movement united against it. We don't want to give the UN any more power at all, so we disagree with him on that. If you've been reading my newsletters, you know the many that I've had on the subject of the illegal aliens, and I think he has been very remiss on that issue. However, on the judges, as far as I can tell, the judges he has nominated have been good people, constitutionalist judges, and I do think that's a terribly important issue. So you just kind of have to balance these things out and think, would it have been any better with Kerry? I really don't think so.
No, I don't think so either, but I expected more out of Bush. That's the way I look at it.
Well, I agree with you, Derry. That's right. So we keep pressing in an Eagle Forum. I maintain a Washington office, too, and we meet with other conservative and pro-family organizations all the time. and we try to make our voice heard.
Hey, Marilyn, appreciate the call. Let's go to Julius in Arizona.
Yes, it's Julius.
Julius. Okay, Julius.
Good morning to you both. I feel like we could take care of all these problems if we would just focus on juror education. If we could get fully informed jury information into the hands of everyone that walks into a courtroom and encourage them to play dumb and keep their mouths shut, everything will rebalance in this country. We will have a working Bill of Rights once again, and the family will be strengthened by this. We're going about all this wrong by constantly getting involved in these little niche issues. If we would all just get together and really go for Bill of Rights enforcement by implementing the fully informed jury, we can clean up this country in a heartbeat.
Hey, hang on during the commercial break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Attention small business owners. Need money to expand your business, purchase equipment, or pay down debt, but don't want to take out an expensive loan? Then listen closely, because you may qualify for an unsecured cash advance for up to $150,000 based on your monthly Visa and MasterCard sales volume. For a free consultation, call First Funds now at 1-800-266-1359. You can get fast approval for immediate funding, up to $150,000 without borrowing. This is not a loan, and you are not personally liable. It's a cash advance based on your Visa and MasterCard sales. There are no upfront costs, no hidden fees, and no hassles. Use your cash advance for advertising, adding or upgrading equipment, increasing inventory, or paying down debt. Help improve your business now. Don't delay. Get the cash advance your business needs today. There is no cost or obligation for applying, so call First Funds now at 1-800-266-1359. Make your future cash work for you today. Call 1-800-266-1359. 1-800-266-1359.
Smart growth, sustainable development, and planning and zoning. Do you and your friends and family understand what these words really mean? Get the video, Not So Smart Growth. Filmmaker Timothy Smith documents how property rights are being destroyed by the plan, Vision 2020, and the approved land use plan. This is the plan being used to restrict you from making private land use decisions and moving people off the land into sustainable communities. Not So Smart Growth recorded events as they unfolded in South Carolina, but this is the same plan being used all across the country, yes, even where you live. Get the video, Not So Smart Growth, and show it to everyone you know. This will wake people up to what is really going on in America and how serious this issue is. To order Not So Smart Growth, send $17. Check cash or money order to Smart Growth Video, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. Indicate your preference of VHS or DVD.
And we have returned. We're in the home stretch here, fellas. The gentleman from Arizona was talking about a fully informed jury. And, you know, the judges do not want juries to know what their job really is, do they?
Well, there are variations. I think the caller made a very good point. A jury can do a lot. And when jury doesn't convict somebody, they can exercise their right of to do that if they think that the law is unfair or the prosecution is unfair.
And they can just say, this is an unfair law, you're acquitted.
Yeah, they can do that. They can do that.
How many jurors know that?
Well, they don't. You hear some jurors saying from time to time, well, I did it because the judge told me I had to do it.
Right. And you know, we had a case out in Denver, Colorado, just not but a year or two ago. And the judge, the individual was quoting the Constitution, and he had his Constitution there, and the judge says, I don't ever want anybody to mention the Constitution in my courtroom.
Oh, well, that's something.
It is something. I mean, you know, just like we said before we went on the air, you get to where you can't, you don't know what's going to come out of these people.
Yeah, well, it's very good to carry around a pocket copy of the Constitution.
Well,
very good.
I have several of them located like my glasses.
Right.
I have different glasses, and I have them stashed around.
Yeah, but the Constitution.
Same way with the Constitutions.
Right.
Let's go to Drew.
Derry?
Yeah.
Jules?
Just one thing. If you were to bring that little copy with you to a jury pool and wait to get selected, if anyone saw that in your possession, you would be disqualified.
It's happened. I know it has.
You got to be a little sneaky about this. You got to have a make sure there's not too much light coming out of your eyes. Act a little slow. Get on the jury and then vote to acquit if you think something's unconstitutional or fair, but don't say so afterwards. Just say you felt the guy wasn't guilty.
Well, we need a little brochure to tell people about their jury rights.
Right. Voting Informed Jury Association offers a lot of stuff. They have free information on the Internet.
Do you have the Internet number on that Fully Informed Juror?
FIJA.org, and I could, if you want to put me back with your call screener, I could probably give him the phone number.
Okay.
Of the contact person.
Okay. Hey, let's move along very quickly. We're going to run out of time. Take one more call. Drew in Arkansas. Very quickly, Drew.
Thank you, Derry. I appreciate it. God bless you, Phyllis, for all that you do.
Thank you.
Quick question to you. Do you not feel that we need to discern and define our constitutional rights more to where everybody can understand them? Obviously, the American citizen is not educated like the farmer was in 1778.
Well, I really think that my book, The Supremacist, The Tyranny of Judges and How to Stop It, is a good handbook for action, because it tells you what the constitutional powers of the courts are, and it shows that this is an issue of self-government. And it has a chapter on each one of these hot-button issues: the acknowledgement of God, marriage, taxes, pornography, criminal law, elections, and shows how the judges have veered from the Constitution. And this is a book not written for lawyers. It's written for the average person. I think it's short, it's an easy read, and it has the plan of action. And because the Constitution gives us the remedies for most of the problems that face us. So I would urge you, for starters, to get it. And you can go on my website, eagleforum.org, or you can call 1-800-726-8096.
Was it 726?
8096.
Okay, I had 728. Sorry about that.
Yeah, 726.
726.
8096.
And, Phyllis, we are now officially, according to the electronic clock hanging on the wall, out of time. So I may say, may the good Lord bless and keep you while the near or far away. May the good you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that will cheer the hearts of men. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Happy trails to you. Until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then.
Who cares about the clouds if we're together?
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails to you. Till we meet again. Happy trails.
Did you read this? Chicago just became the murder capital of America.
I don't understand. It's been a felony to have a gun since 95. I thought that was supposed to prevent murders, not increase them.
Criminals will always find a way to get guns, while the rest of us are just left defenseless.
Chicago authorities have seized over 75,000 firearms since 1995. And now, Chicago's murder rate is twice as high as New York City. Tonight, while you're asleep, criminals will be at work.
Not in Kennesaw, Georgia. In 1982, our city passed a law requiring every household to have a gun. It terrified the criminals, and our violent crime rate is now 75% below the national average. We sleep well here in Kennesaw.
Americans who own guns prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year and save lives. Get the facts. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.